did to connect the doctor at your show. This is your host, Tom Edison, 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. That's right, and this isn't the first time I'm doing it, and the reason I'm doing it is because I am a solution person. Solutions are simple to me. It's my natural way of doing things. I look at something, and I immediately, the thoughts come into my mind, how could I improve upon that? How could I improve upon the presidency of the United States of America? In the last election, I was claiming the same thing, that I was the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. And again, I'm going to be claiming the same thing, because I'm just good at solving problems with ingenuity, good old American ingenuity. I have a lifetime of experience in solving problems, and I have fine-tuned it down to a fine science. And who would be more qualified to be the president of the United States? I know I don't talk about that much, but, you know, it's getting around. I need to start getting serious about this. I've always been serious about it, but I have to talk about it for at least a minute or two here. Because everybody, we've all heard our lives, including we heard it from President Trump. He's amazed, like, I didn't think it was going to be this rough. Well, let me tell you something about a real presidential person. If you have the natural ability to be the president of the United States, the job, being president of the United States, is the easiest job in the world. Because you have the world at your fingertips, and if you know how to give orders and take command of any situation, not take no guff, and get the final word on something, you are the most qualified person to be president of the United States, and that's what I am. It's the easiest job for a person like me. I don't need to be asking people what I should do. I'd be calling people in and giving them the orders of what to do, because I have that much experience in life. Now, I've got nothing against President Trump. In fact, I think he's, you know, he is a leader in his own way, but he doesn't know as much as I do, and that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. You know, he's a fellow New Yorker. You know, him and I would get along fine. He could have a part in my government. I have no problem with that at all. Let him do what he's good at, whatever that is. He'll decide what he's good at. But at the same time, the world would finally see what a real leader is. You take all the leaders in the world and all the so-called great things they've done, put them all together, stand them on the other side of the room, and they won't even come half as close as the charisma, knowledge, fortitude, and vibrations that I can pour out there and project. And on top of that, I understand that love is the most important projection that anybody can make in the world. And in order to be good at projecting love, you have to have experience in life to do that. It's something you really can't fake too well, or you be recognized as no good at doing it. But at the same time, I'm a no-nonsense person, and I don't tolerate nonsense. When I deal with anything, I take command of the situation, and I make the decisions so it works out. I cover all the bases all the time, every second to microsecond. My mind works that fast. You could put the smartest computer in the world against me, it wouldn't have a chance. Sure, it can compute thousands and millions of facts and keep track of everybody's phone conversations, all kinds of stuff like that are not really that important. You know, keeping track of everybody's conversation and everybody's email, that's a job for God. He does that naturally, and he has a connection to everything. He knows everything. That's God's job. I'm not looking to be God. Nobody else should either, especially the New World Order, NWO. You might see the terms out there. These are things we have to talk about. I'm all for love and being generous and kind and treating people fairly. I just do it naturally, you know? But I'm also like a mirror. I'm a reflection. You throw the wrong vibrations at me, and believe me, I'll bite your head off right there. Because that's how we have to deal with things in this world, because we have so much rotten evil floating around that interferes with all the good things and all the good people. They have to be spoken to and dealt with in their own language, the only stuff that they understand. And I deal with it, I'll project it back, you know? If you're kind and loving to me, you'll get it right back immediately. I found I can get along with anybody. But if you're going to be some obnoxious, insulting fool, I'll put you in your place. Give an example. And I have to talk about this. I'm running for president. I just want to let everybody know right at the beginning of the show that I am the most qualified person ever to be the president of the United States, because I have the knowledge from all the knowledge that's been available in my lifetime. Knowledge that wasn't available to people that were born before me. And I grew up in an environment where I can reflect upon recent history with all the movies and all the reruns and all the people from the different age groups that were here in America through the course of my life. That gives me knowledge beyond millions and millions of people that have lived before me. And because I've been able to catalog all that information and experience and the many, many personal experiences I've had in life, not to mention the millions of experiences I've witnessed or watched in videos or watched people walking down the street or just was an observer on public transportation or something like that, I've got a lot of knowledge. A big bag of tricks to deal with, to reach in. You know, Felix the Cat reached in with a bag of tricks. Well, I got a bigger bag than he ever had. And when it comes down to it, I know how to pull the rabbit out of the hat. You know, most situations we don't have to do that, but it's important to be able to do that if you're going to be the president of the United States and deal with all the crap and evil, like President Trump has said, going to drain the swamp. Well, there is a swamp down in Washington. There is a swamp on the world stage. There is a swamp loaded, filled with globalists who are in bed with ETs. Yeah, plenty of ETs around. You know, if you still haven't grasped to the reality that ETs are here, you're living in a bubble or a make-believe world, or you're too worried about somebody's going to say something about you and call you crazy because you're talking about ETs, extraterrestrials, intelligences from other worlds. And while we're on the subject, yeah, there's good ones and there's bad ones. You know, just like people, good people, bad people. And we have to deal with them. Sure, they're all hiding behind rocks and caves and hiding in spaceships that are cloaked, just like in Star Trek. Yeah, some of these intelligences, they can cloak their spaceships, they can walk on the Earth and cloak their bodies, but they all can communicate with us telepathically, and that's part of the problem, because the bad ones, we can call them the anti-God. You know, there's two camps. There's the God's camp, and there's the anti-God camp, basically. You can break it down to that. There's no in between on that one either. You know, you're in the anti-God camp or you're in God's camp. That's it. There's no middle ground fence you can sit on, at least not for long, and get away with it. Eventually, you're going to have to make a choice. And we're living in a world now where reality is coming to a split, and everyone's going to have to make the choice. Some of the choices are already made by some people that are too headstrong and they're incapable of changing, or they're just too evil and headstrong about keeping their evil ways. But this is the reality. We have to talk about it because we're living it out now. It's playing out. So anyhow, that's it. It's going to be rough for me to win a presidential election because I'm doing this write-in candidate. That's going to require millions of supporters to register to vote. because most of them are probably, who would vote for me are probably not registered to vote. And then I have to keep my own records because we're working with hackable voting machines. And they're not going to get registered. Both sides want the hackable machines. They've been hacking elections for ever since they came on in with electronics. They were doing it that they were cheating before that, but with electronic machines, the way the kinds they're using now, they're all hackable pretty much. All kinds of trickery can happen. Plenty of people out there talking about it. People have written books about it, but our sleep at the wheel Congress doesn't want to do anything because they're taking bribes to leave the system in place because both the Democrat and Republican parties believe that they can hack the next elections in their favor. And they do it continuously, and that's why they don't want to get rid of the hackable machines, you know? Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio here. I talk the truth. If you have any truth to talk, hey, call in. This is a call-in radio station. And the number here is 888-627-6008 to call in. You might have to dial the 1, so the number might be 1-888-627-6008. Call in. Don't be shy. I'm not going to chew your head off unless you call enough to start an argument, and I'll bite your head right off. You know, and hang up on you. How about that? But I'm not asking people to do that. I'm asking people to call up and talk about something important. Chemtrails, one of my favorite subjects. Well, there's a lot of important things to talk about. We talk about equality for women. Very important topic. I have a lot of information on that. Unfortunately, all the information relating to equality for women, it's not being talked about, you know? One of my favorite statements, I'm coining phrases all the time, but hey, let's talk a real conversation here, which means we're going to bring all the facts related to the issue when we start talking about it. We're not just going to stick to the choice facts that you want to bring out to make your point. And I'm knowledgeable enough that I'm pretty well equipped to bring out all the facts, or most all the facts, certainly a lot more than the average person brings out. I hear arguments every day. You just turn on the TV, people bringing out facts. As if you tell one come out with one fact about one bad thing somebody did, and all of a sudden they're a horrible person, okay? But there's a lot more to that person, whom they are, than just that one fact that you brought up. Sure, there is really some horrible facts. Nobody likes pedophiles. They're out there. We all dislike them, except they like themselves, probably. But that shouldn't even come into consideration. But what else can I say? Chemtrails is, I say, it's the most important issue right now, and that's why I talk about it. Of course, if you're into just love and projecting love and healing your body, that's the most important thing. But let's talk a real conversation here. You know, love is the greatest power in the universe, but we're living on planet Earth here. That's what I mean by let's talk a real conversation. We cannot just solely project love here and think that evil and the violent groups are going to leave us alone. You know, the people, some of the people and creatures on this planet are so horrible and evil, some of them not of their own fault, but they just allow themselves to be turned into evil monsters. Some of these creatures are so horrible and evil, we've seen it happen already. We could have a group of people, kind, loving, and they're gathering together, we'll say a church or something like that. And they're all behaving and they're all focusing on a higher reality, spiritual reality. And all of a sudden the doors bust open and there's some moron with a machine gun there. And they all turn around and they try to be loving to that person. Well, there's an old saying, famous one, we can accredit to Jesus of Nazareth. He said, "Cast not ye pearls before pigs, swine," as the scripture says, which means that if you project something good or loving to someone, whatever it is, creature, human, that doesn't have the comprehension to appreciate what you're doing, they'll just trample on what you projected at them. And these are the kind of creatures that are roaming around. We had the young kid busted into the church and sat there, and then all of a sudden pulls out the gun and shoots everybody. No provocation, but his mind had been brainwashed to go do something stupid like that. And mind control is a serious thing that we have to deal with. And there's plenty of mind control people walking around there. There's people mind controlled by the extraterrestrials. There's people mind controlled by the NWO, the New World Order. There's people mind controlled by the CIA and other world secret organizations. There's people controlled by demonic spirits. Yes, the spirit world does exist. Let's stop pretending it doesn't and think we can go around and just like, they're going to leave us alone. No, they've got nothing to do but bother good, loving people. So that's the reality we're living in. You know, sure, it's important to get your house in order, to learn how to project love, to be kind, to be understanding, to be forgiving. I know all those things. But at the same time, I know that there's so much rotten evil in this world that I have to be on guard 24/7. And many people have come to the same conclusion. The minute you let your guard down, the trash senses your guard down and they come attacking you one way or another. Because there's people programmed out there that's what they look for, an opportunity to dump on somebody else, an opportunity to put somebody down, an opportunity to assault somebody, an opportunity to steal from somebody. And it's difficult to be to make it through the day, especially I'm living in the New York area. There's you know, trash and crime and evil around me 24/7, no matter where I go, pretty much. There's a few safe places I know of, sure. But walking amongst the general public, I know I have to keep my guard up, because when I let it down, there's some jerk trying to take advantage of me. And that's how it is in a metropolitan area nowadays. Maybe it was always like that. Who knows? It doesn't matter. But you have to be vigilant and aware of what's going on. And you have to understand, you're living on planet Earth. You're not in the heavenly realms where everyone gets along and everyone does the right things. And that's another, that walks the conversation right into another thing. You know, we've all been lied to our whole lives. This whole thing about multicultural thing doesn't work. Works to a very small percentage. You know, I've said it before, like Island of Manhattan. Well, it seems to work to a good degree there. But you get beyond that, it doesn't really work. It's different strokes for different folks. That was figured out in the 60s by the youth culture, you know? That was hitting the nail on the head. I know, because I travel into other neighborhoods throughout my life. Different groups of people have different ways of lifestyles. I'll give you the extreme opposites. Afro-American neighborhood and a neighborhood of European light-skinned people. There are no white people, by the way. And very few black people. Most of these people calling themselves black are actually brown. Hey, and as a joke, I said, you know, I talked to Mr. Crayola just the other day. You know, the guy famous for the crayons, Crayola crayons. We've all used them growing up as kids. And I say, hey, you know, I talked to Mr. Crayola the other day, and he assures me that he isn't changing the names of the colors. So what's this nonsense, all you brown people going around calling yourselves black? Come on. It's not a real conversation, and don't call me white. I mean, how many really white creatures are there? White polar bears? Frosty the Snowman? Casper the Ghost? Abominable Snowman? There aren't too many white creatures in this world. You know? Swans, certain other type of animals, but as far as white people go, even albinos are not white. They're almost of a whitish color. In fact, if we're going to talk about color, I guess the Native American Indians had the best word, pale faces. You know, compared to people of darker skin, Northern Europeans have a pale colored face. Okay, I can go with that. But, you know, we need to talk a real conversation here. And like I said, Mr. Crayola has assured me that he is not going to change the names of the colors. So if you've got brown skin, start calling yourself brown, and then we'll take you more seriously. You know? And the only way to stop the black-white eternal game of name-calling is to stop using the terms black and white, because there are very few black people. They're mostly in Africa. Well, we're not living in Africa. We're living in America here. And there are no white people, okay? Stop calling me white. I don't have to call you black. You know? If you want to relate to yourself as a color, well, relate to yourself as the appropriate color. And I think Mr. Crayola has set the standard for us all. Brown is brown and black is black. And there's no way that these things are going to change. In fact, think of it in terms of the one I call the most philosophical human being ever to walk the face of the earth, Jesus of Nazareth. Yes, the most philosophical. He made more philosophical statements that got written down in books than anybody. Forget about Confucius and the Buddha and the Dalai Lama and all that. Yeah, they have a big list. But when you look at the list of the things Jesus said, the philosophical statements, and the one relating to color would be, let your yes be yes and your no be no, which says, you know, talk the real conversation. Don't say something meaning something else. And it's good advice for everybody. And that's where I learned that bit of how to apply that to reality. So anyhow, back to the chemtrails, because this is a killer issue. They're killing us with the chemtrails. Now, by the way, follow me on Twitter, because I talk about chemtrails all along. I've been talking. In fact, some of these experts that talk about chemtrails on Twitter, they've got a lot of good pictures. I got my own pictures. But I started finding out about chemtrails about, I'd say, 2005. And I'm not the first one. I can think of people that were becoming aware of that way before that. But most of these people that are on Twitter are talking about chemtrails, and some of them have a lot of great pictures. And they're making a lot of good points, a lot of tic-tac-toe patterns in the sky. The sky is completely covered with chemtrail planes, pictures of the planes actually pumping out the poison. They started into this years after I was into it. But the main important thing that's been discovered in the last 10 years is what's in the chemtrails. You know, the scientists were never going to tell us that, government scientists, because they're all nothing but puppets and parrots for the secret government, we could call it, the globalists. Ones who want to control everything, You know, they program their scientists what to go out and say, and they just ramble on like parrots what they've been told to do, say. And they completely avoid the information that we'd like to hear that is a warning. Like, you know, did anybody ask anybody, is it okay if we fly airplanes that are spraying poison on us? That eventually will trickle down. Never mind about the trickle-down government. What about the trickle-down poisons from the planes spraying the poisons in the air? You know, it's been all research. We know about all the poisons, what they are. They're all detrimental to all forms of life. They're detrimental to us human beings, detrimental to the trees, to the soil, to the water. It's a complete poison. And they're spraying that every day. Thousands upon thousands of planes. And taxpayers are picking up the tab for this, you know? Somebody's got to pay for the fuel. Well, let the taxpayers pay. You know, we don't know where they shuffle the money because they don't even know where the money gets shuffled to. You know, they have a problem here, you know, you can't trust people. That's a big problem. That's a problem in government. You can't trust people. There's a few people that can be trusted, but there's a large percentage of the human race that can't be trusted. And there's a large percentage of the U.S. Congress that can't be trusted. And even if you could trust them, they're so asleep at the wheel. You know, what good is trusting somebody who's asleep at the wheel? I mean, really. So anyhow, chemtrails is a serious problem. They were slowly killing us. Now, the points I mean, oh, yeah, as I almost forgot, I say follow me on Twitter. Well, in order to follow me on Twitter, you have to know my tag. It's at Tom Anderson Prez, P-R-E-Z. Not hard to remember. And I make a lot of important statements out there because I got a lot to say. And lately, the things I've been pointing out is like, it's quite obvious. First, a couple months ago, I started encouraging people to tweet the president of the United States and get our children, kids, school kids, college kids to tweet the president of the United States. Please sign an executive order to stop the planes from spraying poison on us. You know? Part of the idea was if we don't use the word chemtrails because people want to argue that point, well, chemtrails or contrails or some stupid conversation like that. They got away with that for a number of years, and people who are afraid to challenge anything, the sheeple, you mention them the chemtrails, they go, oh, you mean contrails, yeah. Because people are sheeple, too many sheeple, and too many people are cowards, and they're afraid to do anything that might go against the established order, the established norms, because they can't take criticism or they're worried about what their neighbor will say or somebody else they know will say about them. Fortunately, the United States is filled with a lot of cowards and sheeples like that. But those of us that are out here talking about the chemtrails, we want to wake these sheeple up and let them understand. Your government is poisoning you and your children every day of your life. And you're sitting back and pretending it's not happening. Meanwhile, you're getting sick, going to the doctors with all kinds of sicknesses that are caused by these chemtrails. You know, things like aluminum, and it's in nanoparticles. So the particles are so small, your body's defenses have a difficulty dealing with them. In fact, these little small aluminum nanoparticles can make it up into your brain, give you cancers of the brain, and cause all kinds of problems, make you a stupider person, make you a dumber person, and ruin your health and the health of your children. So this is a number one issue that needs to be taken care of, you know, really. We can't, I mean, it's almost insanity. It is insanity. We can't allow our stupid government to allow unmarked planes to fly over American soil and in American airspace every day of the week spraying poison that makes us sick, destroys the value of the food, destroys the soil, destroys the water, destroys the trees, and in turn destroys the earth, and is the major cause of climate change, because it creates a hazy sky which reflects the heat back down to the planet. I mean, this is just common sense, and they're lying to you that it's going to stop climate change. That is how stupid the people who have authoritative positions are. That is how stupid the so-called science is. They're talking about climate change, and they invented this other thing with the carbon emissions and everything like that. I mean, sure, everything has its little effect, but the main effect of climate change is chemtrails. And everybody time you hear somebody talk about climate change and they don't mention chemtrails, that person is a phony. That person is ignorant. That person is, or that person is mind control, or he's getting paid to lie. And if people get paid enough money, they'll lie about anything. Some of us have ethics, but a large percentage of people, like our U.S. Congress, throw enough money at them, they'll enact any stupid law. Just look at all the stupid laws they've enacted in the last 100 years. Too many of them. Very few good laws and mostly bad laws. And I defy anybody to prove me wrong on that. I'll point them out to you. I don't have the time to do it in the show because we're talking about thousands of stupid laws that are only good for the rich and the corporations, and they're no good for general people. Who did that? Democrats and Republicans. The U.S. American government. The people that are supposed to be taking care of us, they sold us out for money. What else? And they just looked out for themselves. So anyhow, the chemtrails, I mean, it's quite obvious at this point, and I've, after starting to tweak the president routine that I've encouraged a few people to get into, but we still got to work at that. If you're listening to the show, you know anybody who has children or going to school, tell them to start tweeting the president. Of course, the more powerful thing would be writing letters to the White House or the president, because letters have more power than tweets, really. And in fact, let's talk a real conversation here. Actually, President Trump might be out there tweeting at 3 in the morning, but I don't think he's reading things that are tweeted to him. He probably pays somebody to do that, and people, or has an intern to do that. You know what an intern is, because her works for nothing. And these kind of people are not, they wouldn't know if a good tweet came by or not. They wouldn't even know what to tell the president if they were hired to do that, because it's not that important to them. So there's no really reason to believe. It's an idea. If we got millions of people to tweet the president, he'd have to find out about it eventually. But because even the stupidest intern that might be being asked to follow the tweets would realize, hey, Mr. President, you got 2 million tweets today about these things called chemtrails. You know, maybe he'll think about it then. But in my judgment, he's unaware of the dangers of the situation because he's thinking about other things. And again, that's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Even this president of the United States right now, I could walk in tomorrow and take over, and you'll see how fast things get done. I'll put the Congress to work so fast they won't know what the hell happened. And that's what they need. You know, I walk in the Capitol building and crack the whip and force these people to work, whether they like it or not. And if they can't write the legislation, I'll write it myself, because I don't wait on people. And I look to bring people up to my speed, 90 million miles in a second, you know. I think instantaneously, beyond the speed of light. And I happen to know the facts that it is known. Your thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. You know what that is? That's the number 10 with 42 zeros behind it. 10 to the 42nd power miles per second. That's how fast your thoughts. That's instantaneous, okay? How do I know that? Because I read the futuristic scientific information. That's what makes me a supremely educated person. This information has been around for at least 50 years. It's gathering dust in libraries, you know? Colleges won't teach you people like that because the high-tech, futuristic science is all kept by the elites and by the secret world governments and by the U.S. secret agencies, you know, the ones that know about the time travel, use the teleportation equipment, but they'll never share it with us because that's the kind of creatures they are. We can't even call them humans anymore. But that information is out there. Why don't you know about it? Because you're not looking for truth, you know? Again, one of the great teachings of Jesus, seek and you will find. Jesus of Nazareth, the greatest philosopher that ever walked the face of this earth. I defy anybody to prove otherwise. You know? I know there's, like I said, I mentioned a few of them before. Yeah, the Buddha, Dalai Lama, and the list goes on. But they don't even come close to the amount of philosophical information that Jesus of Nazareth relate to the human race. Go check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. But I proved to myself he's the one. And what's more important is taking these philosophical statements and putting them into action, which I try to do as much as possible. So we're at a situation now with the chemtrails. This is a big topic. You know, once I get on, it's hard to get off because there's a lot to say about it. Regular citizens have done the investigation. They're spraying deadly poisons on us every day. People in government are not doing anything about it. I'll give you some background information here. There's a woman in California. Her name is Rosalind Peterson. She was in agriculture, and she began noticing chemtrails just before the turn of the century. And she started doing investigation. Eventually, she got enough information and noticed enough things that were weird and shouldn't be that she got herself some appointments to meet with congressional leaders. So the U.S. government, the Congress, has been informed about this chemtrail phenomenon. Of course, they didn't grasp the horror of it, really, and she didn't have all the facts in when she started having her meetings. Now all the facts are. We know what all the deadly poisons are. They've been putting insect DNA in there. You know, that comes from the crazy Frankenstein scientists who want to alter the human form with a little insect DNA. We also know there's hostile insect-type DNAs that are walking around on our planet and are hiding out in a cave. And all the extraterrestrials basically have telepathic communication, so it's easy for them to influence humans to do what they want them to do. And this is what's going on. There's patents for some of these poisons, too. Is that unbelievable? And this is being done in a very business-like situation. So anyhow, back to the Congress. They've been, this woman, Rosalind Peterson, she met with the Congress many times. She actually even talked to the UN also. I could have told her that'd be a waste of time. That's one of the worst, worthless organizations ever put together. You know, a bunch of losers sit around and talk about things and rarely do anything. You know, they're losers, period. Boy, would I like to lecture those people. Give them some orders of things to do, you know. Cut this BS of meeting, you know, their meeting's coming up next week in New York or something, you know. There'll be people protesting out on the street, kept two blocks away from the UN. What's the sense of even protesting when you're that far away? That's how ridiculous it is. besides most of the protesters nowadays, you should have realized that politicians and government officials don't listen to protesters, basically. That's why the protests get out of hand sometimes, and there's burning of things and stuff like that, because even the protesters know if we don't do something fanatical, we're not even going to get any attention. And it's a harsh reality, but it would be better if the people having the authority, they went out there and met with the protesters and listened to their gripes. But most of these people in government are cowards. Cowards, that's it. They're cowards, they're gutless, they're spineless. And, hey, prove to me they're not, you know? So, anyhow, she met with all these important people, you know, U.S. Congress, they're important people, U.N., they're supposedly important people, and nothing has been done, period, you know? It's like, okay, we'll give you your meeting, we'll listen to what you have to say, and then have a nice day, don't call us, we'll call you. Which is the end of the situation. And that's where we're at. So, my idea of the tweets, my idea of sending you letters, this is some more attempts to get somebody to take some action here. I mean, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who writes executive orders and loves to do that, would be the easiest way to solve this. If anybody out there listening to me has a connection, arrange for the meeting. I'll explain it to them in one half hour. I'll convince them, yeah, you need to write the executive order, and here's why. And I believe he would listen to me. But because I'm still just a regular person, you know, just because I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate, it doesn't give me any clout, really. But that's why I'm doing this radio show, because if you listen to me talk, you'll understand that this guy here talking to me, I know what I'm talking about. I never run out of things to say, and what I say is pretty well accurate. And I tell people all the time, hey, prove me wrong, you know? You know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll say, great, you proved me wrong. I'm happy that somebody could finally prove me wrong. You know, that's how easy it is to deal with. I'm not worrying about that. You know, because it doesn't pay to worry. But at the same time, I know my talents, I know what I can do, and it's, as the saying goes, cakewalk, which is really an incorrect phrase to use, but we understand what the phrase is. The colloquialism has turned into cakewalk. It's easy to do. You walk and eat cake, okay? Well, this running for president is a cakewalk for me. I don't have to plan anything about what I'm going to say. I just know so much I can talk about things on and on. You know, somebody called up now, they changed the subject. I'll talk about that. But I'm staying on the chemtrails because this is an important thing. So we're at the point now, people like Rosalind Peterson, they've actually got to meet with the Congress or a portion of the Congress. They met with the UN. Nothing happened, you know. Other people that are big time now on the chemtrails, like Dane out there in California, he makes a lot of videos. He knows a lot of information about what's in the poisons. He's trying to meet with people. And what's the result? Nothing as usual. You know, you get somebody to say, yeah, I'm on board with you. But the people, you know, in order to change the laws and get these planes to be stopped, requires certain actions. Now, we need to think about what else we can do, you know. I say we're going to try as many things as possible. A letter-writing campaign, if we get enough people involved in it, that might get the wheels turning where President Trump will take an interest in it and decide he wants to sign an executive order. That's all it would take to stop these planes from flying over U.S. airspace. I mean, technically, they are breaking the law already. These planes don't have identifications on them, which is illegal. So where's our Air Force, I'd say? Why aren't they flying up there and forcing these planes to land? In fact, I'll even go a little bolder and say, I'm going to act as if I am the president right now, and I'm putting the word out there, and I only wish or pray to God that there's some general in the Air Force who's listening to this show, and here's my word from somebody who knows how to be presidential. Technically, because these planes are breaking the law, because they are attacking the American people, come on, unidentified planes flying over American airspace, dropping poison on U.S. citizens. That's an act of war. You don't need anybody to tell you, if you're a general, to simply give the order. Send the boys and the planes up and force these planes down, and we'll prosecute them from there, or shoot the planes down. I mean, they're out there attacking U.S. citizens every day. If I was one of those generals, I would just simply give the order. I saw American citizens under attack by unidentified planes, so I sent the F-16s or whatever they're using now, the F-35s, whatever, a couple of a whole squadron of planes up there to shoot down these planes who are attacking U.S. citizens. I don't need a permission for that if I'm a general in the Air Force. I can do that. So, people, pass along the word. If you have anybody in the Air Force, tell them about somebody who knows how to act presidential, who is running for president, who has run for president in the past. Let me clue you in. You have the authority to do that already. And you ought to be concerned that the powers to be that are supposed to be looking out for us are turning a blind eye to the United States under attack by the New World Order or whatever other secret program orders, group that orders these planes to go up and fly every day, threatening the pilots with death if they spill the beans about what they're doing. How can we allow this to happen? This is the United States of America. You know? I don't know who the people are listening to me here, but if there's anybody in the military or anybody who knows the personal connection to the generals that have the authority to give the order, for God's sakes, order the planes up tomorrow and shoot down these planes. Give them a chance to land first, and then we'll arrest them and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, because they are breaking the law every day. They're flying in U.S. airspace without identification markers on them. That is against the law. That's a serious crime. And they're deliberately spraying poisons everywhere people live. That is an attack against the United States of America. We are at war. We're being attacked daily. And where is our Air Force? And where are the rest of the U.S. military forces? Why are they standing by and watching this going on? As the people at the top, the generals, that should be taking care of this matter and giving the orders to bring down the illegal planes or shoot them down, are not doing their job. And we have a right, as American citizens, if we see the chain of command at the top is not doing their job, we have a right to, as being the next in chain of command, to override their lack of action and declare them unfit for duty. This is how we have to do things, you know? Chain of command structures are problems when the people at the top fail to do their job. But if you watch Star Trek, you can see that, you know, there could be a medical evaluation on somebody at the top who's not paying attention to what's going on, not giving the orders to apprehend and kill the enemy or destroy the enemy or, you know, stop the enemy from killing us. if you're not making those decisions, you're not fit for command. And the next in command can take command. And I don't know the exact law that states that, but I'm for sure it exists. There has to be. You know, whether we need medical doctors to verify that these people are unfit to command because they're not doing their job. The United States is under attack. And the military is not defending. Our military is not defending us. We're being attacked every day by chemtrail planes. Well, I've made my statement. I hope somebody out there passes the word on to the military. If they don't know how to go about and do this, contact me. I'll explain it to you. It's not that difficult, but action is required at this point. Because the people in Congress are supposed to be giving out the orders and appropriating the money. They're not doing their job. They are asleep at the wheel. You know? They're living in their little bubbles. Their little rich world bubbles. And they're not taking care of the American people. And those who want to take us over are destroying us slowly, day by day. And the biggest atrocity going on is the chemtrail planes poisoning everybody and everything in America. Well, I've said enough on that, but it needs to be said and spoken. Again, follow me on Twitter because I talk about these things all the time. My tag is Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. You'll be amazed at the things I talk about. I talk about the Confederate statues, too. You know, this is the most ridiculous thing that could ever be. You know, all these racists talking about how the statues represent slavery. Well, if you take a close look at any of these statues, I've seen them, you know, I travel around. I've seen them in different towns. There isn't one statue that promotes slavery out there. You find the one. We're all dying to see it. There isn't one. We've got statues of people who fought on the Confederate side, and they were put up, most of them in the 1890s, 1895, put up by women that wanted to honor the men that they personally loved for being patriotic to fight for what they believed in. But none of these statues are promoting slavery. Anybody who says that is nothing but a racist liar looking to start trouble. And there's plenty of people willing to jump on that bandwagon, unfortunately. Racists and the friends of racists, these are the ones who are complaining about the statues. You know, they're works of art. Some of these things are beautiful. They depict craftsmanship. Extreme fine craftsmanship by the people who had to cast the molds and carve the grooves to make them look real. But none of them are promoting slavery, and you can't, there isn't anybody out there that can prove they are. So, again, let's talk a real conversation here. And then, what about the wall? Come on. This should have been built already. Anybody wants to build the wall, get in contact with me. I guarantee you I have the most cost-effective plan for building the wall. We can start on it already. We don't have to wait for the Congress to drag their feet, which they're going to do, and looking for every excuse in the world not to appropriate the money. We can start the wall without the congressional money. We'll get it later. There's plenty of ways to do it. If you don't know how, why don't you contact somebody like me who knows how to solve these type of problems and knows how to do it cost effectively? We could start building the wall tomorrow. If somebody has the guts to call me up and says, hey, we're down in Arizona and we want to do this, start this like you said. Well, hey, contact me. I'll travel down there and I'll start the process in motion. Again, things are a lot easier than most people think when you have the knowledge of how to go about doing things, and I have that knowledge. which makes me the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. That's why I decided I want to do this. Sick of stupid people or people not knowing what to do with that authority, just like, you know, wasting taxpayers' money, playing political games, and lining their pockets with bribes. You know, I am a solution person. I classify myself as a solution wizard. There isn't one problem going on in this world today that I wouldn't be able to start addressing tomorrow, because I'm pretty much knowledgeable about just everything going on in this world. And I have a big repertoire of life experiences to draw from and categorize the problem and begin solving it. Anything else I need, I'll ask a few key questions. The answers to the questions will give me the details of how to go about it. It's that simple. Okay? Simple. What else? You know, important things to talk about. Equality for women. Absolutely. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The information that would change the whole game in regards to equality for women is in the historical information. Not American historical information, but ancient historical information where the whole problem started. In fact, I've offered people one of the most important things is the Adam and Eve story, the one in the Bible. It's not the correct story. There's other similar stories, but the correct information was only given to the human race a little over 50 years ago. But again, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's out there, if you don't go looking for the truth, you don't know about it. But when you hear the real story, it makes perfect sense. The whole Adam and Eve story was distorted for the egotistic thing of putting the male empowered over the woman. You know? Believe me, I can show anybody where the information is. Does anybody really care? But you ought to care if you're a woman, because it'll change the whole ball game when we have the real, for starters, have the real Adam and Eve story. Sure, there's a lot of other important information, too. But just getting the real story, Adam and Eve story out there will change the whole dynamic of this male dominating woman deal and the woman being the one cause of all the problems. Because I said it before, but I'll say it again tonight. In the real story, it's the man who deceives the woman. So it's the man's fault. The woman was gullible, and it was, you know, it's a nature for a woman to be gullible. Good-looking man comes along. This is pretty much how it was. Good-looking man comes along. Woman is attracted to him, and she sometimes lets her attraction for a man get in her way of clear thinking. And that's how the whole problem started, with the problem in the Garden of Eden. But, you know, you're never going to find out the truth unless you search for it. You're going to pretend that true stories in the Bible, well, you're a pretender, and I can prove you wrong. The information is out there. You won't be getting mad at me. You can get mad at the people. In fact, the information didn't come from people. It came from the higher realms. You know, they shared some historical record information that we don't have on Earth, but they shared with the universal records that haven't been tampered with. So anyhow, so much for that, but that problem could be solved easily if people like me were out there educating the public about it. Again, that's another reason I wanted to be the president. I still want to be the president, because then I have access to the public and I can educate the public on the things that are being kept from the public by those who want to keep people ignorant for the sake of control. And what else? I heard FEMA camps. Yeah, you know, a lot of us are worried about them, and we have reason to be, because people can't be trusted. Evil governments can't be trusted. And those of us that are paying attention to what's going on, we know that the globalists have control of our government already. The globalists are the ones who want to decrease the population. Georgia Guidestones, that's their warning to us there, mentioning keeping the population at 500 million. Well, we'd have to kill off 95% of the people in the world now to get down to there. Hey, globalists have no problem with that, you know, especially the ones that don't have souls anymore. Now, they didn't sell their soul to the devil. They voluntarily denied the existence of their soul, and they have not. They're heartless. They've made themselves callous, and they think that's good. And some of them are even being mind-controlled by more powerful dark forces. Demonic forces control a lot of important people in the world. So they have to do with themselves. So they go look around for powerful people to control, and they succeed at it very easily. Just telepathic, subliminal communication. Well, anyhow, anybody wants to find out a little more about me, go to my BBS profile. Click on the name of the show, connect the dots, or click on my name. And there's a lot of informative information there. There's a picture of the cover of my book that explains everything that needs to be explained that's important going on in the world today. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. I guarantee anybody who buys that book, reads it, studies the pictures, the photographs, things that exist at ground level and not that high in the sky, but you know nothing about it because the world scientists are not going to tell you. In fact, I've discovered things that nobody knows except me and people who have read my book, because I'm that knowledgeable person. I'm a truth seeker. I go out there and I find things. And there's more amazing things happening on Earth right here. Cameras can catch a lot of it. And you can go actually experience it, some of it yourself, just like I did. The more interesting things happening here on Earth than anywhere in outer space. And, of course, it's all being kept from you, you know. Everyone has been brainwashed since childhood. You're brainwashed further while you're going to school. You're brainwashed by TV. You're brainwashed by your cell phones. And they've told you that the world is all about cell phones, video games, fast food, from McDonald's, worthless fast food from McDonald's and other places, expensive insurance policies that don't really do anything for you, false health care that you have to pay the rest of your money out for, overpriced rent, overpriced automobiles, and they tell you that's just what the world's all about. And they've succeeded into making most of you happy with their false reality. It's kind of like you're in the Matrix. But you voluntarily went along with this stupid plan. When there's other people out here like me or they're speaking the truth, where we don't have the positions of authority, so the world controllers have put you to sleep, turned you into sheeple, and you're willing to go along with that. Instead, you're missing out on life. Life is so beautiful when you're out there really living it. And it's time you break out of your cage. It's time you break out of your jail cell, out of your sleeping quarters, and start interacting with the world, the universe, because our reality is coming to split in the near future, and you need to start using your gift of free will and let your voice be heard and your thoughts out there, because collectively, we could call it the collective wheel of mankind, needs to start rolling. And everybody should be a part of this. So anyhow, the show is coming to an end. And if you've listened to the show before, this is how it works. You hear the lead guitar solo to it, end of one of my rock and roll songs. That's right, I'm one of the only, probably the only singer-songwriter recording artist that ever ran for president of the United States. And followed by the first song off my collection of philosophical songs titled Better Than Dylan, 23 philosophical songs. The most number of philosophical songs ever put together on a single CD, 23 of them. So you're going to hear the first song off that. I classified it's number one on the internet radio hit parade. I've made it number one because it gets played every week. And it's been on for weeks and weeks, and it's going to continue playing until I finally set the all-time record for a song being played every week for years. So anyhow, that's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the instrumental guitar solo, excellent music, good as any guitar solo that was ever written. Speaks for itself, followed by the first song of my CD of philosophical songs. The title of the song that I sing, following the instrumental solo, is called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem to everybody that an anthem for everybody that wants to be somebody. And if you listen to the end of the song, you'll actually hear a horse galloping as the song fades out. So take the time to listen to the end and listen for the horse galloping, and you will hear it. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown now. And I'm asking, before I do it, asking everybody, hey, tell your friends to tune in next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And it's a call-in radio show. You can call in and talk about anything. Chemtrails, women's rights, Confederate statues, UFOs. I'm pretty knowledgeable about that. Anything you want. Because that's part of life, communicating. And I hope you tell your friends, and I'm looking to get everybody in the world to listen to my radio show because it's worth listening to, because I've got things to say. I'm not boring, and I talk about the truth, and I'm opinionated. That's right, opinionated. Very opinionated. Not afraid to speak my mind. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. Here it goes. You know what to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand. I feel even clearer to the world my ideas. And all those people that have walked on by now stop to look, cause I